once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. How are you doing out there? Yes. How are you doing amidst the press, the oppression, the difficulties, the struggles, the victories, the triumphs, the joys of what it is to live a real and authentic life? You know, hey, there's been a lot of you guys that have been writing in recently. This is kind of fun. You know, we love to hear from you. We love when, you know, you guys kind of let us know you're out there. And it's kind of fun when, you know, I tell you what, we've gotten letters and emails from all over the world, you know, from Europe and from Africa and from Australia and all over the States and Asia and everywhere. And, you know, what's kind of fun about this is that, you know, for us, you know, we do what we do just because God has us to do it. That's it. You know, we don't expect any kind of fanfare. You know, this is freely we receive, freely we give. So it's just out there for you guys. You know, I mean, some people felt very strongly compelled to somehow be part of this. So, you know, we created a little way that people can if they feel it. But, you know, that's completely up to what God speaks to your heart. Because we don't try to, you know, we just want to, more than anything, fulfill the commission that God has put in front of us and what we're supposed to do. So, that being the case, the desire, the goal, the plan, the agenda, if you would, is to speak whatever He tells us to speak, to do whatever He tells us to do, to go wherever He sends us, to be led and to be guided by His Spirit, and to let life be what it is. Because you know what? It's simple that way. And it's supposed to be simple. You know, man made it ever so complicated for himself, but God kept it simple. If you love me, you'll obey me. Simple. Just obey Him. Just walk with Him. Just do that which He commands you to do and let life be what it is. You know, I saw a really, really interesting little short video clip the other day with a buddy of mine. And there was an amazing line in there, you know, because it's completely scriptural too. You can find it in scripture, I should say. but there, part of this little snippet that I watched, and they talked about, and they showed a picture of one of the greatest con men of all times. And I forget this guy's name. He was British. I think he was British. And there's only one known picture of the guy, and he'd only been interviewed once in his life. And I guess they said he had, at one point, his influence was so strong he had the potential to have destroyed or undermined the entire British banking system. But in his interview, when they talked to him that one time, and he told the interviewer, he said, I only have one rule, one thing that I go by. He said, everybody is willing to give up something for whatever it is that they're hungry for. That was the quote. Everybody is willing to give up something for whatever it is that they're hungry for. When I heard that, I was like, wow. Yes, you know what? Because you know where I've seen that before? I've seen that with Luke chapter 4 in the wilderness. Jesus being tempted and tested by the devil. Jesus, what are you hungry for? Literally, it started with the bread. Jesus, what are you hungry for? What is it that you want? What is it that you are willing to give up? What are you willing to give up your soul for, Jesus? What are you hungry for enough that you're willing to make this exchange? Do you want provision? Do you want adoration? Do you want power, possession? What do you want, Jesus? That was the question the devil threw out, more or less. And that's, you know, that was what was interesting. That man who was such a powerful con man in the ways of the world and did so much destruction to so many people's lives, he basically just went off of what the devil did. As he found what people were hungry for, and he played into that, and he got them to play into it themselves. He found what people wanted, what they needed, and he played off of that. And the world does that. Do you want power? Oh, the world will give you power. Do you want success, financial success? Do you want pleasure? Do you want possession? Do you want adoration? What is it that you want? Oh, here, basically, what is it that you are willing to give up your soul for? What is it that you're willing to give up the very life that God intended for you in exchange for that momentary circle around the track in this life? Doesn't sound so appealing when you put it like that, does it? Looks so good in the moment, but you know what? That's the way the world is. That's the way that sin is. It looks good at the moment, but you don't realize until you come to the full end of things the destruction that was actually there, the hurt and the damage that was actually there. Yeah. You know, I it's amazing because for the children of God, you are still in possession of your soul. You know what makes a child of God unique? Is that what we're hungry for is Jesus. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for what? For righteousness, for they shall be filled. For what is righteousness? Right standing with God. So blessed are those that hunger and thirst for right standing with God, because you are going to be filled with that. That is what you are going to receive. That is what you are going to find. If you ask, you shall receive. If you seek, you shall find. If you knock, the door shall be open. And that's what's incredible. That's what's powerful, is that God opens the door for His children. For those that are hungry for Him, they find Him. For those that seek Him, they find Him. The world doesn't want Him, and that's why they go the way of the world. And that's why they go on from destruction to destruction. I know there's a better way, because I live it. And that's one thing that I like to make known. It's just, hey, you know what? There's a better way. You don't have to destroy yourself. You don't have to be destroyed. You don't have to hurt others. You don't have to harm others. The God of this universe will protect you. He will guide you. He will provide for you. He'll lead you. He'll take care of you. You just got to trust Him. You just have to walk with Him. So we live that witness. We make that known because He decided that we should make that known. He decided that we should be out there and let things be what they are. Let things stand for what they are.
You know, I sometimes wonder what the greatest disappointment is of this life. You know, I mean, we go into this life with all these hopes, you know, expectations, dreams, things that we begin life with, ideas, things we anticipate. And it seems like just when we start to understand a bit more, you start to get older and things start to not be what you thought they'd be and all of that. And this is where, you know, I've truly seen and I believe that when God calls His people into the abundant life, what He calls them into is a journey, it's an adventure. And each stage builds on the last, and each stage sets up for the next. And you go into things at God's time, in His right time, in His way, according to His plan and purpose. And you don't do things too soon, you don't do things too late. It's just right on time. Now, that's different because, you know, most of the world is trying to either grow up too soon or keep from getting old. Then, and even when they're in that perfect spot that they would think, they're never happy. You know, they're never content. There's just a lack, an emptiness consistently in what the world has and what the world offers to those that follow it. And right now things are escalating because the world is running out of time, and it knows, the devil knows his time is short. So all is on overdrive when it comes to the world, the seduction, the plans and purposes of the enemy, and how things are being set up in this time against the people of God, as well as to destroy the lives of those that would go down that path. So how now do we live? Well, one important part remains consistent, which is obedient to the voice of the Spirit of God. You know, you and I, if we remain obedient, God will continue to lead us through and guide us through on a path that is His plan, His purpose, His will, His way. And, you know, apart from that, you can do nothing. Apart from Him, you can do nothing. So you have to remain in Him, and His words remain in you. You have to remain in the light as He is in the light. You'll know the truth shall set you free. You have to remain in that place, because that is the safe place right now. That is the place, the only place where you can and you should be. It's the challenge is that you want to respond out of your flesh. You want to respond out of your natural strength, because we live in a natural realm. And we live in a natural world. That's the most immediate paradigm that you can relate to. So, you know, in that, wanting to relate and wanting to respond out of the natural, that's where we get in trouble. Because if you try to do things based on your flesh, on your natural emotions, on your natural feelings, that's going to fail you. Whereas if you try to do things in connection and in relationship with the Spirit of God, and while you are in the light, then it flows, because now you're connected to the source. So, you know, right now the world has a ton of needs. Gosh, there's so many needs everywhere. But what God wants is not that you respond out of needs-based pity, which you can do, but the problem is that's based on your efforts, and you will just deplete yourself so fast. Rather, respond out of His heart, His way, when He leads and guides you to do something. And He does it. There's plenty that He'll lead you to do, but it's got to be on His terms. Now, in the midst of that, the demonic gets very active. Because the purpose of the enemy is to try to block, to hinder, to stamp out light if it were possible. And the thing is about light, when you turn on a light in the darkness, it always cuts through the darkness. So that's why, you know, Lucifer works hard to dim that light, to take away from that light, to disconnect that light, to misalign that light, to do whatever he can so that that light is out, is off, is blocked, that others can't see it. And but God has His way. God has His timing. God has His methods. God has His plan and purpose. And they're allowed to go and to do what they do for this window of time. But God's purposes will be accomplished. So, yeah, you know, the world world as it is right now is getting shaky. And, you know, God promised He would shake everything that can be shaken. So that's a lot of stuff that goes to everything in the natural realm, that applies to things in the realm of spirit, that applies to the foundations on which people have set and laid their lives. God is going to shake those. And the only thing that will last and that will stand is that which is built on Christ Jesus. He is the foundation that you need to put your life on. There is nowhere else. He is the rock. He is the word. He is that true foundation on which, if anybody builds their lives, that you will survive and you will thrive through the storms of life. And they will be many. Yeah, you know, sometimes I realize that the world would like us to explain ourselves. The world would like us to justify ourselves. The world would like us to give a definition of who we are and what we're about to them. You know, even as, you know, the world has in times past. You know, when John was in the wilderness, they came up to him and said, you know, who are you? And they said, give us an answer to send back. Are you the Messiah? He's like, no, I'm not. He's like, well, are you this? Are you that? He went through a list of stuff with them, and he's like, no, I'm not. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way, the path for the Lord. John knew who he was in God's plan and God's scheme of life and God's economy. And, you know, you and I should know where we fit into that realm when we enter in to spending time in another place.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I almost forgot to mention. Beware of the snipers, i.e., those on a different side, you know, that will be coming after you at this point in time. There's a reason why they do it. You see, right now, as God's people are on the upswing, as God's people are moving forward, as God has designed and destined for us to rise at this time amidst a world that is going down. Keep in mind, the worlders are not going to be very happy about this. They themselves, they're not going to be wanting to see your success, wanting to see anything good happen in your life. So, you know, that, so, you know, see, it's a tough thing. You got to understand, for them, they've went the way of the world and it's not working out, and they see God's hand on your life and things are going, you know, seemingly well now. They're not going to be cheering for you. Here's the thing. They're not going to be cheering for you. They're not going to be wishing you well in this whole process. Hoping for your best. No. They're going to look for any chance they can find to snipe, to shoot, to try to hit, if it were, where you might have vulnerability. Where you, now, here's the thing. See, this is why the stories of Daniel and Joseph are powerful. Well, there's a lot of reasons why they're powerful, but those guys are... There's something really cool there, which was the fact that they themselves you know, they were blameless. You know, in fact, there's Noah, Job, and Daniel. I think those were, they were three that were marked out for being, you know, faultless guys. And were blameless in their generation. Ah, I got to go find the scriptures. Yeah, you know, the thing is that, see, when you do things diligently, beyond reproach, what it does is, you know, you can't be faulted. Now, it doesn't mean that you go around trying to protect yourself. No, actually, as people of God, we take risks because God instructs us, and we go where people usually wouldn't go. We do what most people usually wouldn't do. We do not love our lives unto death. So we will go, you know, into places that the worlders won't go, because God sends us there. So now, you know, but in that process, you have to be faultless, blameless. So, you know, look, how do you do that? Just listen to the voice of the Spirit of God. When He checks you, when He says go left, go left. When He says go right, do what He tells you to do. I mean, you know, I constantly have to check my own heart and just say, Lord, have I done these things that You're leading me to do? Are they done in alignment with You? And where I'm off, make correction. Where I'm off, make a change. Because God will help you to make that change. But, you know, you are going to need to be tested. And this is important to understand. You have to be tested. And the only way that you're going to continue to grow is when you continue to go through the fires of testing, the difficulties of this life, the strains. You know, hey, Jesus was tested right up to the very end. You know, Jesus was stretched right up to the very end. And, you know, scriptures talk about Him in Isaiah, man of sorrows. You know, I mean, though, you know, while He was walking through this world, it was a sorrowful thing for Him. Before the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame. I mean, there's that place where, you know, we face that. We encounter that. You know, for me, I would be so thrilled to be done with this journey, and God says, "All right, time to come home." For me, to live is Christ, to die is gain. Now, that being the case, you know, if we're still here, it's because God has a plan and purpose for us to be here. You know, don't, when you feel sorrowful, because this world is a sorrowful place, because of, we're surrounded by evil. We're surrounded by those that would, if they could, destroy us, hate us. You know, look, when you live for God, when His light shines through you, when you seek to do right, and righteousness is something that you desire. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. If you want that, you want something contrary to what the world wants. And if you want something contrary to what the world wants, you're not going to have friends on that side. So their plan is not going to be for your best interest. So accept that. You know, realize that, and don't give them a hook. Don't give them something to be faultless. You know, I mean, when you face these things that will certainly come your way, consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations of all kind, because you know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance, character, hope, and that hope does not disappoint. Hallelujah. Yes. You know, oh man. Oh, hey, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Speaking of considering it pure joy, happy Thanksgiving. You know, I am so grateful for you, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I am so grateful for the life that God has given us, for breath, for the chance to live an authentic life. Look, things are going to ramp up. They are. Okay? Look, they're going to ramp up. They're going to get more and more and more escalated. And unless... it's for those that have their foundation built in Christ, they will be able to stand in this day. For those that do not have their foundations in Christ, their hearts will fail them for when they see the things that are coming upon the earth. But see, when their hearts fail them, you will be a witness. You will be a challenge. You will be a living epistle, a living letter of God, a living testimony, you know, of who He is and His faithfulness and what's real. And they're going to see you and they're going to know this is what's real, this is what's important, this is what will help make any person stand in the day that they're facing. You know, you gotta stop looking at yourself and stop looking at your life and stop looking at the things of this world on the natural realm and on through your natural eyes. And you have to let the Spirit of God lead and guide you at this time. Trust His voice. He knows what He's doing with you. Trust the way that He speaks to you. He knows where He's taking you. And do not shun the experiences that God allows to be orchestrated in your life in order to force you to go within and to trust Him. You see, God's got to allow some things to happen to us in order for us to learn to trust Him. Doesn't that sound a bit harsh? You know, why... Oh, here's that question that I used to get a lot in college. Why would a loving God allow whatever? X, Y, Z, all these different things. Because, you know, the assumption being that, you know, hey, God is... You know, if God is loving, and He is loving, but in the people's definition of what they think love is, if God is loving, then, you know, why would a loving God allow this, that, the other terrible thing? Now, go to Isaiah. It says it was for His, speaking of His own Son, He says it was God's will to crush Him. God's will to crush His own Son. Powerful. But through what He went through, we have peace. Through what He went through, we have reconciliation with the Father. Through what He went through, our lives are blessed. Now, if we are followers of Christ, and we are, through what we go through, others' lives are blessed. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Through you going through, because hey, He makes you like Him. Through what you go through, your life is blessed. Now, okay, you know, I tell you what, when God put me in Sri Lanka, and He put me here, He moved me to this side of the planet in the middle of a tsunami, as well as what became another the kickoff again of the Civil War in this country. When God put me here, you know, there was a purpose for it. See, God will many times put his people in places just to have them there. Because his light will shine through you. He wants you to be in position, just to be in position. Sometimes it's not important that you even say anything, because on the realm of spirit, things are happening. So you say what the Father has for you to say. You do what the Father has for you to do. There's going to be a need for wisdom in all of these things. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. You know, now is a time for the application. Wisdom, you know, here's the thing. The increase, we live in a day and an age of incredible knowledge. And that was also a mark of the end times, that knowledge would increase. The exponential increase of knowledge in the world is remarkable. The ability to access information, to share information, to get information, knowledge about anything virtually these days is absolutely incredible. But wisdom and understanding, those are gifts that come from God. Wisdom doesn't come from man. You can't buy wisdom. You can't Google search wisdom. Because the application, that's something that God gives you. Discernment is something God gives. It does not happen based on your best intentions. God has to unlock it. Just like the Word. The Word, God has to unlock the Word. You know, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God unlocked wisdom in their life because of their consecration to Him. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. They feared the Lord more than the decrees of man. And because they feared the Lord, God unlocked wisdom in their lives. God unlocked wisdom in their hearts. God unlocked the ability for them to know what to do and how to do it. And we live in a day and an age where people are going to need to know what to do and how to do it. And because also we're part of the body of Christ, here's the thing. God has His arms, His people, all over the world, and they're going to be able to know what to do and how to do it, and they're going to help you. They're going to show you. They're going to lead you. They're going to guide you. So, here's what's frustrating sometimes for me. Is when you've done the right thing. You've done the right thing by others. You've sought to do things with integrity as led by the Spirit of God. And at the close of that, it seems like you get burned. How many of you can relate to that one? Okay, if you're out there and you can relate to that one, then that sounds good. Because that means, hey, you're one of His. Because now, here's one thing. You have to go through experiences like that. Because in those, that's the way that also the enemies of light and truth are revealed. Okay, Daniel in the lion's den. Right? Okay. Daniel in the lion's den. Hey, what's the... In order to weed out and to sift out and to reveal all of those evil people, Daniel had to be set up, wrongfully accused, circumstances orchestrated for his failure, and then in the process of his own failure, seemingly, in being thrown into the lion's den, God had to show himself strong and do a miracle just to turn things around, to bless and to show that Daniel was his, and to also eliminate the evil workers. So, hey, if you're in the middle of a lion's den situation, you're in good company. I mean, the only place that they knew they could find fault with Daniel in their own mind, in their own thinking, those evil men of that time, was in relationship that he had with God. Because they said, hey, everywhere else this guy's faultless. Everywhere else this guy does things right. And in this one thing, they know that he has a commitment here that he's not going to break. If we can find a way to set him up around his commitment to God, then we can break him. Then we can knock him out. Then we can now assume that position. But you know what? Keep going, my brothers. Keep going, my sisters. Because you know why? They can't. The wicked workers will never succeed. And God will always embarrass them in your presence, especially at this time. God will always knock the stuffing out of them, especially now at this time. See, what we face is not, we don't face an open playing field and a fair game. You and I are outnumbered in the natural, way outnumbered. But you know what? In the realm of spirit, we win. That's what Elisha had to pray and ask God to allow that young man to see. That was like, look, we're surrounded. Syrian king has sent everybody over to take us out. We're surrounded. And Elijah had to pray and say, God, open this man's eyes so that he can see that those that are with us are more than those that are with them. And as soon as he was able to see in the realm of spirit, he could see the chariots of fire that were surrounding. And who was with them? See, God will defend his people. You got to understand this. God will defend you. God will fight for you. God will command his angels concerning you that you will not strike your foot against a stone. God's going to do that for you. He has done that for you. You know, you are in the palm of his hand, and nothing can steal you from the love of God. Trust him. He knows what he's doing with you. Don't be scared. Do not be afraid. Do not be disheartened. Because what you face is common unto man. Now, we are going into difficult times. This is true. But in what we go into, know that God is with you. Know that he's leading and guiding you. Know that he's protecting you. Know that when the time comes for you to check out, and look, there's not a soul that came into this world that stays in this world. All of us check out, so that shouldn't be a big thing for you. The thing is, you want to check out on time. You want to check out at the right time, at the right place, doing the right thing, according to God's plan and purpose. That's what you want. So, you know, it's important. You know, it's important. because this life is an incredible experience, and it was meant to be lived, and to be lived to the fullest. God intended that you would know Him, and He allows for that knowledge of Him to also be solidified through the experiences that you face in this life. You know, I usually don't spend a lot of time in self, in reflection and looking back, but I do, if I stop and I look back, I just see His hand upon my life, and I know the difference that He's made in everything that I've done. And that's, I want that throughout. You want that throughout. You want His hand solid on your life. Don't worry. Don't worry about a thing. God is going to show Himself strong on your behalf. He's going to take care of you. He's going to watch over you. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. What you need is going to be taken care of. Trust Him. Trust Him, trust Him, trust Him. And if you have a spot of limitation, hey, that's all right, because that's where He shows Himself miraculous. In what you face, in what you experience, don't worry, because He's in control. Yes. Oh, I tell you. You know, it's an adventure. This life, all that it is an adventure. And, you know, if you're going to follow Christ, it's going to be an adventure, because God's going to take you through that. I do think that those that have taken the time to allow the Spirit of God to build them, to mold them, to shape them, to work with them, that they are ready for the day that we're now facing. And they're also positionally correct for what it is that God has for them. And those that have not are in a precarious position, because they have put themselves, by their own volition, by their own choosing, in harm's way. You know, they will be as, now if there be gods, and if they still turn, they will be as those escaping from the through the flames. But alas, you don't want to be like that. You know, I remember something. Was it D.L. Moody? He talked about one time. Somebody asked him how many people had gotten saved at a meeting, and he said 2.5. And he said, what do you mean 2.5? And he said, well, he said one person was finished half of their life before they started walking with Christ. So that's only half a life left to put into that service in the kingdom. You know, interesting thought, but it's just kind of like, you know, I remember I had a buddy of mine in college, and you know, we talked about God and walking with God and what that meant. And I remember him telling me, he said, "You know what, Sigelvin?" He said, "I'm what I'm going to do." He said, "I'm just going to kind of do my thing right now. I'm going to do whatever I feel like. I'm going to probably get married. I'm going to have a couple of kids, and then I'm going to find religion." Was his words. I was just, he didn't get it. You know, you give, first of all, you give your very best to the Father for Him to do with as He wishes. That means the best of your time, the best of your life, the best of your first fruits. You give that to Him and allow Him to choose what He wants to do with it. You, if you, that's an acceptable sacrifice. You don't give God, the part that, it's not on your terms. It's on His terms. And too many people, they treat it like that. Like this is something that they want to just sort of do their own way. Now here's the thing: the season we're moving into right now, that is, it's a different time, and people are gonna wish they had this. They're gonna look for God and have trouble connecting. Because the heart's not true. God will speak to His people in these times. But, for those that think that they're going to play God, it doesn't work like that. Now He is merciful. He is merciful. He does have mercy on whom He'll have mercy. And so, call out to Him. But, I tell you what, people do reap what they sow. That's just a universal law. And there's a lot of people sowing and they do not like what they're getting back right now. So always the question for me kept coming back to me was, okay, so how now do we live? How now do I live? What now do I do in this time, in this context, in this place? How do I conduct myself? What's the way? And really, you got to just, you take it right now, this moment, and direct your heart and your affections towards the Father. Because this is it. This is the moment that you have. Today is the day of salvation. Right now is the moment of salvation. In this very moment, your heart can either be directed towards Him and what He wants, or towards something else. And if it's towards Him, you're going to be all right. If it's towards something else, there's going to be some problems. Because, He's looking. He's looking for the heart. When the sons of Jesse stood before Samuel, and when God was having them pass by Samuel, and though they looked a certain way, what God spoke to Samuel about them was, He said, look, do not look at their outward appearance. Man looks at the outward appearance. I look at the heart. God looks at the heart. So don't look at the outward appearance. Because in that, you're going to be deceived. Things are not what they seem. Things are not what they seem. And failure to understand that is to set yourself up. You don't want to set yourself up. If you go by what you think and process on the surface, you're going to be misled. Especially now. Because right now, the worlders are being deceived at a rate because they fail to understand. And they go by what things look like on the surface. You're in trouble. Because, it'll make sense when, to the natural carnal mind, when in the realm of problem, reaction, solution, the setup is just classic. They're almost telegraphing it right now. See, if you want to get somebody to do something, now I'm breaking you in on some of these worlders' methods and tactics. Rather than standing, for the worlders, rather than standing there, with a pitchfork and trying to force people, which people try to do that, but rather than that, if you basically say, okay, here's what I want people to do. This is my goal. This is my objective. I want them to want this or do this or act this way or, you know, whatever. If they start down that line, they say, okay, well, here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to create a problem that's going to facilitate a reaction, and then I'm going to offer a solution that's in line with what it is that I want people to do. Problem, reaction, solution. So, examples. Well, you know, there's like Hitler burning the Reichstag. That was an example of problem, reaction, proposed solution. You know, if he wanted to round up certain people, well, one way that he was able to do it was by destroying something and blaming it on them. Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, I know we haven't been blogging much recently, but there's an old blog on, we talked a little bit about just ways, even at that point in time, and it's on the Faith Mix blog, even at that point in time, that if somebody wanted to sell a mark, how they could do it, a mark of the beast, in theoretical terms, which will become very real in the not too distant future. You just see it coming. Come on, you guys, you see it coming. But different ways they could sell that, different ways they could propose it, and it will all make sense. It'll all be very logical. It'll all be very useful, very helpful. I mean, it's being set up to be the silver bullet, the magic solution to so many of society's problems, ills, and issues when they finally propose that. You think people are going to be running from that? No, they're going to be running towards it. They're going to be standing in line to get it, wanting it. And if you didn't want it, there's got to be something wrong with you. You've got to be an enemy of the state, because those would be the only ones they'd think that would not want this, not want to participate. So, yeah, go back and check that one. Have a read through. That was just a few random ideas, and I think we started a pretty comprehensive list already. But, you know, realize that there's certain things that are not that far in the future. And when things happen, there's going to have to be a willingness in your own heart, because you've already left everything in your heart to follow Christ. You may have to do that in the natural just to keep going. Just to keep going with Him, you may have to leave everything. Now, will you do that? Or do you love your life in this world? You know, that's the thing. God tests people. He finds out who's real and who's not. Who's going down a particular path and who's not. So, no, it's all good. It's all good. Oh, I tell you, you know, life is full of adventures, struggles, challenges, difficulties. But if you go through it with Christ leading the way, you're going to be all right. He's going to stretch you. He's going to take you to the end of yourself. You're going to die to this world if you follow Him. That's what He did. And at the close of the whole thing, you know, when He stretches you to the very end, to the very limit of what it is that you can even stand, that's when you find out what He can do. That's when you find out what it is to walk with Him. That's when you experience the miraculous. That's when you live in the hope. tell you, it's a good thing. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto His name. You know, whatever situation life finds you in, thank Him. Thank Him for blessing you. Thank Him for loving you. Thank Him for saving you. And don't, you know what? Here's another thing. Laugh. Don't take this stuff too seriously, because really, there's not really that much in this world that matters. People stress out about a lot of things. You know what? It really doesn't matter that much. Oh, I tell you, it doesn't matter that much. The things that do matter, people don't think about those. Things that don't matter, people get so stressed out about those. Look, your walk and your relationship with God, that matters. Your relationship with other people, that matters. The condition of your soul, that matters. These are things that matter. There's a lot of things that maybe you need to do while you're here, because, you know, they're just some of the routine things of life. They don't really matter that much. Just be diligent, perform above, and be exceptional in what you do, because God will give you the strength to do that. But don't worry about it. You know, don't overdo it as far as, you know, the emphasis that you put on these things. No, you know, people set themselves up. And, you know, you gotta change that. You know, don't, because men, part of the reason why men's hearts will fail them in the day and the time that we now live in is because they themselves, they've put their stock in the wrong things. They've put their emphasis in the wrong things. And when those things break and fall apart, because they fall apart like that, at that point, they can't last. They've built their lives on the wrong foundation. You know, the people that will be able to stand in this day are the ones whose lives have been built on the rock, which is Christ Jesus. You know, those are the ones that will be able to stand. So, yeah. You know, you can pray about anything as one of God's children, and your Father hears you. You can take it to Him, and He hears you. He knows. He knows what's going on with you. He knows where you're at. He knows what concerns you. He knows what you need. You got to trust Him. Because too often people don't. They don't trust Him. They don't take it to Him in prayer. They carry it. They hold it. They struggle with it. And for what? Why? Why would you carry this stuff? Why would you hold on to things? Oh, I tell you. You know, rather than holding on to things and trying to make something that works, let God orchestrate the circumstances of your life and what it is that life is. Let Him teach you. Let Him mold you. Let Him guide you. And just love Him. Love the fact that you get to live a real, authentic life. You know, you get to live what's real. That's rare. Most people don't live that. Most people live the lie. Most people live an illusion. Most people live something that's not true. And, you know, it's when you get closer towards the close of your life, it hits you much more that you've spent your life in something that's not real. You've wasted your life and your time in something that's not Him. you know, early on, people don't, they think they're all right. Or they think they figured it out. But it's not until later when it really hits them. I mean, they get a sense of it, because, you know, like, just like a branch, when you cut a branch off of a tree, that branch doesn't wither up in 2 seconds. There's still even some life that's still kind of going through it. Just even as it's cut off, it still has some life apparently in it. But as soon as it settles a bit, because there's no flow from the source, from the vine, from that place of connection, because there's nothing flowing, it starts to wither, it starts to die. And pretty soon it's dead. And then it gets dried up, wrinkly, crackly, and just the only thing that can be done with it then is burn it. Yeah, so that's the state of the world is right now. It's, hey, look, drying up, dead, scraping by, doing what they can to try to keep things going. And, just don't partake of that. Don't play a part of that at all. Rather, just follow him. If you do what he says, if you follow him, he's going to lead you through. And you got to trust him. But, this world, it is going to get turbulent. So, you know, heads up. And, some of it is going to be make-believe, in that people are going to be saying certain things for effect. But a lot of it is going to be real, in the sense that, there are going to be real things, real struggles. And the people that think they're controlling things, they're going to find out they can't. As stuff continues to escalate and spin out of control, out of the control of man, for sure. They're going to try to put their thing together, but it's just not going to work. God has his way. God has his judgment. You know, it's kind of interesting to me how at the same time of all this technology, really catching on and taking off, at the same time how the weather in the world and what that is has turned into what it is. It's pretty amazing, actually, that this process of, one growing and the other one happening as well. Just man can't do it. When man starts to go his own way, the setup that takes place, man just, it apart from God, you can do nothing. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, ye can do nothing. So that's the case. You can't do anything apart from him. But people try. And, the thing is, now in the day and the age we live in, even as the gifts of God are being activated at this time in his people, and they are just going forward in boldness and authority, knowing who they are in him and what he's got for them to do. But even in that, just know that he's in control. And you don't have to worry about anything, because he's there. He's right there with you in the midst of all that you face. And he loves you. So, hey, all right. Hey, God bless you guys. I love you guys too. Hey. And keep on. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. And let us know how you're doing, because we always love to hear from you guys. So, hey, God bless you. Catch up with you soon. All right, bye.